My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. Luke 13, 1-9, how to respond to catastrophe. In these verses, we see three pictures that present the urgency of repentance: the temple, the tower, and the tree. The prevailing Jewish way of thinking appeared to be, if you suffer, it's because you sinned. Just look at John 9 and the whole book of Job, for example. Jesus corrects this view by affirming that when we see catastrophe, when people die unexpectedly, rather than pointing and making judgments about them, whether they deserved it or not, we need to look to our own mortality. In the temple, Pilate had evidently sent his Gentile soldiers in, who killed some Galileans who were in the midst of their sacrifices, thus mingling their blood with their sacrifices. Jesus affirms that they were no worse sinners because they died in this way. Instead, Jesus encourages his listeners to repent and avoid perishing themselves. Similarly, with the account of the Tower of Siloam, Jesus affirms that just because these 18 residents of Jerusalem perished in this way, it doesn't mean they were any more guilty than the rest. Rather, in seeing their demise, they should repent and avoid perishing themselves. Now, Jesus is not simply talking of physical death, but perishing in the ultimate sense of separation from God and eternal punishment. Jesus then uses a parable to bring his teaching to the point. The tree is a fig tree planted in a vineyard that bears no fruit, so the owner decides to cut it down. Yet the caretaker wants to give it another go, digging up the soil and adding manure. The picture of the tree is of one who has had every opportunity to bear fruit in the right circumstances for growth. This was a warning to Israel and is a warning to us that we can be in the right place with all the spiritual blessings and the right conditions for spiritual growth without actually bearing the fruit of repentance. What is this fruit? Well, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22-23. Evidence that we have in fact repented and come to Christ. That we are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 7 verses 8 to 11 shows this in practical terms. It includes the kind of sorrow that brings about change, rather than a worldly sorrow that is just disappointed we got caught or sad about the consequences. What's the fruit of repentance in your life? How different are you since coming to Christ? Where has he grown you this year? Now, the amazing thing is these verses show us the long-suffering nature of God, that he is prepared to have another go. He does yet want to work with us to bring about repentance and the fruit of repentance. Will you now turn to him and repent and show the fruit of repentance? Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenoveec.com. That's contact@kenoveec.com.